The Reverend George Salides pulls out a small cardboard box he's been carrying around for years.
5 years and
6 months.
This is every scrap of everything that survived the fire.
In March 2006, the church in McPheeters Hall at the corner of 4th and Gold Streets were completely destroyed by fire. A neighboring house also burned. The man who started it all was convicted of arson in 2007.
But that's it. 112 years of stuff reduced to a box.
Salides spoke from inside the prominent new cedar frame structure. Though the sanctuary opened for worship in December 2009 and adjoining McPheeters Hall has been usable since March, Sunday's opening was the first formal public celebration. Salides compared the emotional rebuilding effort to a lonesome valley.
You don't walk the lonesome valley by yourself. You walk it with all kinds of companions. And I hope that anybody sitting here today also understands that in Juneau, there are people who will walk your valley.
Mark Latim is the Archbishop of the Diocese of Alaska.
There are little communities on the Yukon River who have been praying for the people of Trinity Church in Juneau for this entire time, and people in Point Hope on the Arctic coast who are aware of what the people in Juneau have been facing and doing. Really, this building represents the prayers and the hopes of so many people and folks even beyond this community here in Juneau.
The crowd had a chance to mingle, snack, and catch various tours of the new facility from parishioners like Rebecca Smith.
We've got back entrance into the sanctuary space, which is nice, and both a vestry and a sacristy.
What's a sacristy?
Sacristy is where they keep the Eucharist and the wine and the wafers and all of this stuff.
I can't imagine the room with the wine is open.
It is. It's not terribly good wine, so. And then this is Father George's office, complete with fish tank.
Though nearly complete, the facility still has a few items on their wish list.
The kitchen and an elevator and the steeple and the stained glass windows, but stained glass is not cheap.
Neither is a commercial kitchen, which Smith says the church is committed to building. The building was designed in two sections, with the entrance off 4th Street for church-related activities and one off Gold Street to McPheeters Hall, the Mustard Seed resale shop, and a community room that hosts 15 Alcoholic Anonymous meetings a week. Some of the youth were found eating in the community room.
Hi, I'm Stephen Salides. I'm the rector's son.
Do you remember the fire?
Yes, I do. It was very scary. My dad woke me up at around 3 in the morning, and we watched the fire. And it wasn't like, oh, we watched the fireworks or we went to watch a movie. It was actually really tragic.
So today is a pretty big day.
Well, before now, this was like the empty shell of the church. Like from outside, oh, what a pretty church. From inside, oh, what a nice warehouse. It's really exciting that we can finally walk around without worrying, like, do we have a public permit to occupy this room?
The community room is also the same size as the new stage for the Theater in the Rough, led by Aaron Elmore and Kate Jensen.
We found out about the fire at about 7 o'clock that morning and watched it all go. And within a day, we had a donation actually from the church that said, we don't know what we're going to be when we grow up. We don't know what the building's going to look like. We don't know anything right now, except that what we had is all gone. But we know that we want you guys to be there when it's built, which is a pretty tremendous boost in a dark hour.
Between the community room and the new theater is the Mustard Seed resale shop, staffed by volunteers like Jan Van Slyke.
The main reason of the Mustard Seed is not just to make money. The reason is for outreach, for people who can feel comfortable coming in and looking around, and then maybe they'll feel comfortable coming into McPheeters Hall to see plays, and then maybe they'll feel comfortable coming upstairs and know that it's not so scary to come to a church.
The Holy Trinity and McPheeters Hall celebration was emotional for many people, especially Hunter Salides, who recalls the journey from fire to festival.
There's nothing that discouraged us that hasn't been made up over and over and over again in hope. Really, the only person touched by any of this who hasn't had a chance to rebuild yet is Bob Huber, who was the poor young man who accidentally started this fire.
She hopes that the groups who frequent the facility will reach out to Huber once he's released from prison.
He's the only piece of the whole puzzle that hasn't come back together yet. And the miraculous things that have happened as a result of this fire have given me a faith in God's reconstructive power.
In Juneau, emotionally touched, I'm Amanda Compton.